two, three.
Cut.
Cut it.
Oh.
Family, friends, and local elected officials gathered just off U.S. Route 70 for the ribbon-cutting ceremony of the new Bonnie B. Davis Environmental and Agricultural Center. The new home of the North Carolina Cooperative Extension features state-of-the-art climate control, large conference rooms, and even a mentorship test kitchen. But more important than what's inside is the name on the front. Bonnie B. Davis was an agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension for 40 years. The extension is a partnership with NC State and NCANT that works with local communities to educate and provide resources across the state. Davis was the first Black person to work at the extension during the era of segregation. Having this building is something her daughter, Bonita Neighbors, said is emblematic of the progress in Orange County.
When she first took her job, she could not use the bathroom in the building. Now her name's on the building.
Neighbors said all 6 feet of her mother would be jumping for joy to see this building being named after her.
I mean, I know she's smiling on us. I know she is happy because this will be her dream, dream come true.
Speakers at the ceremony said Davis was always a mentor to others, both in her work and as a volunteer. They spoke of her helping them overcome speech impediments or teaching them how to can fruits and vegetables for the winter. One of the most direct methods of mentorship was through 4-H, a youth development organization that teaches a variety of life skills. Sheila Van Hook McDonald was one of those mentored by Davis in 4-H. She said Bonnie B. Davis had always been like a mother to her.
We were able to get into student government as well as high school, as well as college, and then become productive citizens because Bonnie B. Davis taught us that there is nothing can stand in your way but yourself. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. And a man can't ride your back unless it's bent.
Van Hook McDonald said Davis taught her to stand up and be proud as a Black woman, even during the era of integration.
So she taught us not only to tell the story, but to be the story. So she said, always, whatever you do, leave a legacy. So I live off of that. I believe that. That we cannot help the youth of our county unless we're out there in the fields with them. So she taught us to harvest the fields through our work.
Davis's nephew, A.J. Briley, said helping others was Davis's way of creating her own legacy.
If I can live that I might help somebody, then my living is not in vain. That's what my aunt exuded, and this is what we are trying to do even now.
NC Cooperative Extension will further honor Davis's impact by building a mentorship community garden in the home Davis and her husband built in Hillsboro. The property, once the source of food for her family, will be a source of food and education for the community. Rashid Neighbors helped come up with the idea for the community garden. He said his grandparents would be proud because it's motivated by helping people, not profits.
It means everything because I think it's literally putting their beliefs into work, right? They worked hard to have this land, and even though they're passed away, it's still giving back to the community and being used for something useful.
Rashid Neighbors said the garden and the building bring everything full circle because it goes hand in hand with Davis's motto, making the best better. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ben Rappaport.